You need to know what and where to eat near the track? MRN's resident foodies, Steve Post and Woody Kane, are here and have all the answers. So open your ears and say, mmm, it's fast food on MRN.com. Here's Steve and Woody.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome in. It's fast food here on MRN.com, where great eating and great racing collide in what is always a tasty and winning combination. You know, we've been doing this for a few years. I don't know if I've been more excited about a show than I am today, because the show that we're doing today is about events that are coming up this weekend and events that are going to feature some great food. So it is great, great to have you with us here today on Fast Food alongside Woody Kane.
Yeah, man, can't wait. This is a big week for fast food. Got special guests. We've got all kinds of stuff that you will not believe.
It is fantastic, that is for sure. And we are glad you've joined us here today on Fast Food. Follow along with us on Twitter, W-Y-Kane, C-A-I-N. Craig Morse, Craig, M-O-O-R-E, 67. You can follow along with myself on Twitter, at ThePostman68. And the other great part about today's fast food is we are joined in studio. You can catch him wheeling the Anderson's Maple Syrup car on the Nationwide Series and the Shore Lodge car on the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series Tour from Richard Childress Racing. Brian Scott's here. Brian, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Looking forward to talking a little racing and food. It's a perfect combination, two of the things I enjoy the most.
Well, yeah, that's man. Kind of what we figured. That's where we put it all together.
You figured because of my this awesome physique? Or?
No, dude, you're an amateur compared to what you're surrounded with here. No, now, we go in the driver's seat. We'll bow to your greatness on this, but when it comes to eating, I got the belly to I'll put you to shame.
So you're only going to go 900 miles, not 1100 this weekend, right?
Well, if you include practice, it'll probably be 1100.
Yeah, by the time you get all that done,
I'm going to be doing a lot. I'm going to be going in circles a lot.
Wow,
that's cool. Let's do that. We want to talk about some of your sponsors and some of the things you're doing, but let's kick it off talking about the racing and everything like that. You are going to run double duty this weekend. I guess let's talk a little Nationwide Series first, just assess how things are going and what you're looking forward to at Charlotte this week.
Well, we just finished sixth at Iowa.
Yep.
I felt like we had a long run car, and the way that the race shaped out was a couple of short runs and some restarts. We fell back a little bit, but still a decent run. Really happy with our short track program. Coming up this weekend at Charlotte, we got Anderson Maple Syrup on board. Really happy to have them. We had them back at California, and it was an exciting race. It went up. We led a couple laps. We had a really fast car. Unfortunately, we had a loose wheel at the end, so we didn't get a great finish. But really excited about Charlotte, the RCR Nationwide Camp. We've got a little bit different package. We're debuting at Charlotte. We're really excited. We've been working hard. We were tired of getting our butts kicked by some of the other guys that really came out of the gate strong this season, had a lot of speed. The junior motorsports cars really come to mind. And we don't like anybody having faster Camaros than us at RCR. So we've been working hard on our Chevrolets to make them faster. And Charlotte is going to be, like I said, a new package that has been weeks and maybe even months in the making. So we're all excited to hit the track and see what type of speed we have.
Cool. How monumental is it to know that you've got to be able to have just a small little gain can make a huge difference on the track? I mean, you can rack your brain trying to find that one little missing element, not find it, and then you do, and bang, you're off.
Well, I'll tell you what, the thing I like most being at Richard Childress Racing is, you know, because Richard has been a crew chief and been a driver, they're constantly working on equipment and getting it better, and they've got a great group of racers up there that work hard to make sure that we're continuing to make our Chevrolets better and bring better stuff to the racetrack. We're never content. Even if we are qualifying on the pole every week and leading every lap and winning, you always have to make your stuff better, and that's what Richard Childress Racing does the best. Great group of people up there, and personnel is everything in racing. They work hard, and they're always working on getting better, and I think that you'll see a big step in our I guess competitiveness this weekend.
And that has been the beauty of you know, driving for a driver, a guy that knows what it's like to be out there at a disadvantage. You think it frustrates you, and it does, and you think it frustrates your crew guys, and it does, and it frustrates everyone on the team. But kind of the beauty of it is you got the guy signing the check up the top. It frustrates him maybe more so, and that's got to be really comforting.
It's really great. Like I said, it's just nice to be around a group of guys that work really hard for what we're trying to do out there. We're trying to go out there and win races and win championships. We've got great sponsors coming on board. We were lucky enough at Iowa to represent Smoky Mountain Herbal Snub, which was a first time representing them and hopefully a start of a good relationship. And this week we have Anderson's Maple Syrup, so really want to give them a strong run.
So you were talking a little bit about the Andersons, and I noticed when we saw you out in California when you did the last grocery grab deal that this is not just for breakfast anymore. They're doing like barbecue grilling recipes and all kinds of cool stuff with it, right?
I'll tell you what, it's really neat to be hooked up with them because I always just assumed syrup was for pancakes and waffles.
Yeah.
But since we've had this relationship with Anderson Maple Syrup, I've learned so much more about it and so much more of its uses. You know, it's still one of the healthiest sweeteners out there that you can put in coffee and tea. You can use it. It's a base for a ton of sauces, especially barbecue sauces mm-hmm. for barbecuing wings and everything like that. It really has a lot more purposes than you would just think about, or at least I thought about before I met Steve Anderson, got to know this family and heard what all they're doing and the way that, you know, they make all their syrup in the United States, all mainly in the northern Wisconsin woods.
Yeah.
It's a great product, and I'm still exploring all the ways that I can use it. I haven't even touched the surface on all the ways.
We got to try the wings out in California, but I hadn't thought of the coffee. That's a great idea.
Yeah, we've done a couple things, and we're going to feature some of the recipes on the website foodaroundthetrack.com, which we do as well. Here's two that I've tried, and the other one, actually, the first one I did was wings a couple years ago up in Martinsville with Hornaday, and it's Anderson's Maple Syrup with some hot sauce, butter, brown sugar, and there might have been another spice or two in it. But I mean, the thing that I noticed about it is I thought the syrup would get all sugary, and it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does, but what it removes the heat, and so you had the hot sauce flavor, but you didn't have the hot sauce heat, and yet you had this smooth finish with the syrup. It was fantastic.
Mm. It is really neat and interesting how syrup. I'm kind of a geek a little bit on physics and all of that.
Yeah, cool.
And to me, syrup, I always just assumed when you heat it up, it would thicken up, but it actually kind of thins up. And the way that it bonds to a lot of foods and marinades and really soaks in the meat and its versatility, like you said, with hot sauce and with brown sugar and barbecue sauce, everything like that is pretty neat how you can have such a versatile thing kind of on the food spectrum.
Here's the other one, and it'll be the first recipe that we feature on the site, is over salmon. Okay, now, I'll qualify this.
Yeah.
And Woody, I think I told you this a few weeks ago in fast food. I have teenage daughters, single dad, teenage daughters who love salmon. Okay, so I don't want to tamper with salmon because I've got them liking something healthy. Okay, so I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this recipe, and I'm like, okay, this looks really, really good. I'm not disputing that. But I don't want to taint my daughters from their liking salmon, you know. Yeah. So what you do is you take the Andersons with Dijon mustard, a little paprika, a little salt and pepper, and you just slather it over the top of it. Slather being a technical cooking term, of course. You slather it over the top of it, and you grill it like you normally would, okay? Well, to be safe with my daughters, I did one the normal way I do it, which is a little lemon and a little dill. And I did one with the Anderson syrup on top because I don't want to get them off the salmon bandwagon here. They devoured the one with the Andersons and the Dijon mustard. Now I'm doing it all the time, which is great because who knew maple syrup on salmon?
I'll tell you something. I used to go with my dad every year up to Alaska, and we'd go fly fishing for salmon and for rainbow trout. We were fishing the Copper River, which is actually kind of an iconic river up in Alaska. You'll see it on menus like Copper River salmon.
Yeah.
So we're doing that, and they had prepared to do a shore lunch for us. So we had caught a salmon. And we pulled over to the shore to eat lunch, and they build a little fire on the shore. And they take aluminum foil, and they took this fillet of salmon that we had just caught.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it there, and the guy cut up some onions. And then in this foil wrap that he did, he took a can of Coca-Cola. And he dumped the Coca-Cola in there, and then he wrapped it up. And I'm going, what in the world is going to be like?
It seems weird.
Coca-Cola salmon.
Yeah.
Well, what it does is it basically breaks down the sugar in there, and it caramelizes into flavor on the salmon. You don't taste any of the Coca-Cola, but from a chemistry standpoint, I can't imagine that syrup would do the same thing. You put in something like that, it's going to break down, and the sugars and stuff are going to caramelize on the salmon and work into it.
Yeah.
And it's going to be delicious. It's going to be flavorful, juicy, and everything. So I want to do almost that shore salmon, but instead of the Coca-Cola, And they'll put syrup in it. And the neat thing that it also did is I love caramelized onions.
Mm-hmm.
The Coca-Cola worked perfectly to caramelize these onions that were in there with it.
I'd rather have them that way than any way. Yep. If plain raw, no, that's not for me at all. We're chatting with Brian Scott, who's going to be driving the Anderson's Pure Maple Syrup car this weekend out at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And there's also going to be a little bit of Food Lion action involved on the car too, right?
There is. There is going to be some Food Lion action. Okay, what this is... And Woody, you and I did it out in Rancho Cucamonga,
as a
matter of fact. But you're doing a shopping spree at a Food Lion in Concord on Friday?
Yeah. So we did this at Albertsons in California, around the California race. And it was such a great promotion. Anderson's doing it again here at Food Lion on Union Street. It's a neat deal. Essentially, they have a sweepstakes winner. Mm-hmm. And we go out there. We're on the clock for 2 minutes. I have a grocery cart. They have a grocery cart. And we run around and see basically how many or how much groceries and stuff that they want that we can get in 2 minutes. And Anderson picks up the bill. It's a great deal.
That is awesome.
It's really lucky and it's really fortunate for one fan, you know, that's able to take the groceries home and, you just have a great deal. It's a neat promotion that Anderson
does. When you did it earlier, I noticed you and the winning contestant kind of compared notes beforehand, like you go here and I'll go there.
There wasn't much comparing notes. She was going, you go here, you do this, you do that, get this, get that, get this. It wasn't comparing. I had no input. I just said, yes, ma'am, I'll be happy to do whatever you want.
Isn't that awesome? You know, I think the thing that's really neat about this is that you did that, and it was great. The turnout was really good, but Food Lion ran this promo with this, and up until about 3 weeks ago, they ran a contest where you registered. And this blows my mind. And it doesn't matter that it blows my mind. It blew the folks at Food Lion's mind. 6,100 people registered to win the shopping spree. This is the biggest sweepstakes promotion that Lion has ever had. I mean, and this is a company that does all this stuff, but 6,100 people wanted to hang out with you, Brian. That's pretty strong.
It's going to be a lot of fun. I think that we're doing it on Friday, this Friday.
Right. Friday, 3 o'clock.
At Food Lion on Union Street from 1 to 5, essentially, is when they're going to have this event going on. They're going to have people from Primo's Grill out there. They're going to be doing some barbecue. It'll be a fun event that, you know, the Food Lion's going to have specials on all sorts of things that you're going to need for the races on Saturday and Sunday. And like I said, you can meet me. I'll sign some autographs. We'll be giving away some Anderson's maple syrup. You can enter to maybe win or get into the next sweepstake that they're doing where you can, I think in California, the bill that Anderson picked up ended up being north of $2,000 that they picked up in groceries for this woman.
Yeah.
So it's a great deal. It'll be a lot of fun. Come out. There's going to be some radio stations there.
Yeah, no, there's going to be a live radio remote there. I'm going to come out and hang out and kind of hang out and talk about it a little bit. And just really, really cool. Going to be a great, great time.
And you'll be able to try some of these wings that have Anderson maple syrup marinade on it, cooked on a Primo grill. It'll be nice.
Yeah. Now, this store is really cool as well. This one's right near my house. And this is going to be like the flagship for what they want the new Food Lion model to be in their stores. And it's really cool the way they've got it arranged and laid out. It's the produce, for example, is in like a giant cooler room, and you walk in there where it doesn't sit out at the higher temperatures. It's almost like a big refrigerated room. It's not a cooler per se, but it's significantly colder than the rest of the store.
Is it next to the beer? Is it next to the Yingling or where?
They're on opposite ends of the store.
Wait a minute, you got to do a little walking. Wait a minute. Okay, now you stumbled into something here. You said
you can keep the beer and the produce next to each other.
No,
you can get your vegetables and your
Did you hear
your
this,
hydration.
Though? You guys know me well. Did you hear this? He said, does it near the beer or Yingling?
Right.
Like
there's a difference.
Like, there's a difference. No, there's Yingling and then there's beer.
Yeah.
I mean, is that one of your favorites?
Well, I've been able to try and sample a lot more Yingling this year. They've come on Yingling Lights come on board my teammate Ty's car.
Hey, we got to work on that.
Yeah, we do.
And it's phenomenal. And it's actually the oldest brewery, I think, in North America. I'm not sure all the statistics, but it's great. It's easy. And we've been getting lots of it for free. So
yeah, see, I'm from Pennsylvania, so that's my home beer.
We need to work on getting Ty in here.
We got to get
I brought you Anderson's popcorn and syrup, all right? Don't get greedy. Don't get greedy.
Indeed. You know, it's funny.
We just want to keep the ball rolling.
Yeah.
That's all.
Am I available today?
Maybe around 5.
Whoa, I like this. I like where this is going. The Yuengling is funny because I'm from Pennsylvania, so that was my local beer. And when I moved to North Carolina 15 or 16, 17 years ago, you couldn't get it here. Mm-hmm. And so I had a deal with everyone up that way. You could come down for the race, you could stay at my house, but you had to bring a case of Yuengling. Well, that deal went away when Yuengling now covers the whole East Coast. So I get my own now. And it just was funny that you mentioned that. Just kind of cracked me up there. We're chatting with Brian Scott, who's hanging out with us here today on Fast Food. A little bit later, I can't wait for this. George Shea going to join us from a company called Major League Eating.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean, we thought we had a good. We're going to talk about the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest qualifier this Saturday down at Speed Street, but still hanging out with Brian a little bit. Brian, we've talked a little bit about cooking and eating and all that other stuff, but we talked about the Nationwide program, but the Sprint Cup Series program as well. You've had a number of races this year, going to go again in the 600 on Sunday evening. Tell us a little bit about how that came about and how that's been going.
Yeah, I'm excited to get back behind the wheel of a Chevy SS. My last Sprint Cup race was in Talladega, where they did the group qualifying format on the Super Speedway for the first time. We were able to get the pole, you know, the little Joe Falk Circle Sport team got the pole award, and that was really neat, really awesome to be able to do that. I think it was my 5th Sprint Cup start. Mm-hmm. Get a pole. It qualifies us for the Sprint Showdown next year in Daytona.
Yeah.
Awesome. So we're hoping to be able to put something together and run that. And this is the last race. The 600 is the last race we have on the schedule so far this year. And we're hoping that we can do some things to get more sponsors involved so I can run some more Sprint Cup races throughout the course of this year. But really excited. Nick Harrison's my crew chief over there.
Yeah.
He's been around. You know, he was with James Finch. Mm-hmm. At Phoenix Racing for a while. He's a great guy. He's very capable, and I'm looking forward to it. I actually did Charlotte last fall. I ran the Sprint Cup race. So I'll actually be going to a track that I raced in the Sprint Cup series before.
Is this the first time?
Yeah, so okay, I'll have a little experience. Really looking forward to it. And it should be a lot of fun.
What do you think about the extra 100 miles? You think that'll really make a big difference? What's everybody telling?
Well, it's extra 300 for me. I'm just a 300-mile race.
I'm just going one day at a time.
I got to make it a whole nationwide race and this hit reset and do it again. I'll be able to put my money where the mouth is. You know, sometimes I get a nationwide race and go, man, I wish I could go over there and do 300 miles again. No,
We got you fixed up. Yeah.
How challenging is it for you to do the double duty? You know, and it's interesting. We see guys that do it all the time, and then we see guys that don't. You know, I heard Jeff Gordon say there's no way he could do it because, and again, Jeff Gordon just kind of yucking it up, saying, I'm not smart enough to keep the two separate, so I don't do it. That's the few times he did. How does that work for you doing the double duty, and how challenging is that running from garage to garage?
Well, it is challenging, but for me, I like it, and I look at the positives in it. I feel like it helps me keep my edge. And for me personally, when I hop out of a Sprint Cup car and I go in the Nationwide car, everything's slowed down. It feels like slow motion. Yeah. And I feel like my edge and my level is elevated when I come from the Sprint Cup car into the Nationwide car. I feel like it really helps that program. And just nice to get all that extra track time. Like I said, I really feel like it elevates my edge and helps me keep my edge just constantly being in something. Where the Nationwide series, one of the downsides of it is sometimes we can go a whole night or 12 hours or 24 hours from practice to qualifying and not be in anything and then have to come right out and try to run our fastest laps of the weekend. That can be kind of tough to shake the cobwebs off and go out there and put it all on the line.
Talking about running the Coca-Cola 600 on Sunday, when you get to that, is anybody telling you anything extra you need to do, like hydration or any of that stuff we always hear about?
You just got to have some common sense. It's obviously going to be a long, grueling race. You're going to have to be well hydrated. You're going to have to be in good shape. I've been working with a trainer. Worked out this morning. Mm-hmm. You got to work hard at it. And I mean, I've done 500 mile races and I was fine. So we just got to hunker down, make another 100. And hopefully I will have prepared myself in the weeks and months leading up to this to be just fine physically.
See, that's Nick Harrison's rule. Okay. If he gives you a good car, okay, 600 miles is easy. If he gives you a bad car, it's going to seem like the longest day of your life. So it's Nick's fault.
Yeah, it's all, I like that. It's always a creature's fault.
Hey, Brian, we were talking about all the different stuff. You were talking about the salmon earlier. When you're just at home hanging out, what do you like to cook? What are some of your favorite things to make?
I'm a meat and potatoes guy.
Attaboy.
I'm a red meat, a nice steak,
yeah,
and a baked potato and a Caesar salad. I'm
kind of classic.
That's good stuff right there.
That's awesome.
That's old school, yeah.
Yeah, that really is. Brian, hang in there with us. We're going to talk to George Shea. He is from Major League Eating about the Nathan's Hot Dog Qualifier coming up this Saturday at Speed Street. So everyone else, hang in there with us as well. More fast food coming up in just a moment.
Mmm, yummy. You're listening to Fast Food on MotorRacingNetwork.com.
Your summer planning starts now. Faster Horses Festival is back. 3 days of country music and camping. July 18th, 19th, and 20th in Brooklyn, Michigan. Faster Horses Festival, starring Tim McGraw.
Don't forget something like that.
Keith Urban. Miranda Lambert. And many more. 3 day festival passes and camping are on sale now at FasterHorsesFestival.com. Don't miss the party of the summer. For all the details, visit FasterHorsesFestival.com.
In life, it's great when things are smooth.
Dude, these seats are great. I didn't know you could even get this close to the track.
I know.
But it's even better when they're triple filtered smooth.
Dude, these seats are great. I didn't know race cars even had back seats.
I know. And I think we're winning.
The same is true with your beer. Like triple filtered Keystone Light. It's filtered 3 times and always delivers a smooth finish. Triple filtered Keystone Light. Always smooth. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. With great beer comes great responsibility.
This is Fast Food on MRN.com. Here's Steve and Woody.
We are having a great time, and we are glad that you've joined us here today on Fast Food on MRN.com. And enjoy having Brian Scott sitting in with us here today. We're talking all things racing and all things food. Well, imagine that.
That's kind of what we're talking about. They really go hand in hand. Racing and food goes hand in hand.
Yeah, we're getting there with it. One person at a time, we're convincing them that this is a great idea. It really, truly is. And we are having a great time. During the break, we were just talking about you guys are sort of similar to us. Your team is similar to us. As we travel around the country, going out and finding unique diners, drive-ins, and dives sort of places as well. You guys do that?
Oh, yeah. There's some great culinary places everywhere we go, and it's always fun to try to find the places, talk to the locals, and see where everybody eats around. And through this and through the last couple of years, we found just some great places that we would have never ordinarily found. You know, you can go to Applebee's or Chili's anywhere, but to
not
find...
Not that there's anything wrong with those.
There's nothing wrong with them. Absolutely nothing wrong. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, I can go to them when I'm here.
Home. Yeah.
I like to try to kind of get off the beaten path. And,
yeah, man.
Experience exactly. Some really great Agreed. Food from different parts of the country. It's really neat.
It really is cool. It really is as we travel around and do that. So
big doings coming up at Speed Street, by the way, this weekend, Steve. Nathan's Hot Dog, the eating contest, is coming up Saturday night. They've got, you know, that one that they always have on the 4th of July right. up there. And this year they've got some of the qualifiers at some of the racetracks. First is going to be Speed Street this coming Saturday in Charlotte. They've also got Pocono and Sonoma on the plan.
Yeah, they really do a big job with this. I didn't realize there was qualifiers for that.
Me neither.
How many, like, how long are they given?
I don't know.
It's like 2 minutes, I think.
Yeah, it's just a couple minutes.
And the world record's like 100 or something.
It's obnoxious. Yeah, it's like, and it's a little guy. You've seen him, right?
Yeah,
Joey Chestnut.
Yeah.
Joey Chestnut. And then there used to be like
Kobayashi.
Kobayashi and Joey Chestnut, yeah.
Yeah.
It's so funny that you can have recognized name in the eating contest.
Right.
But
we were in last night. Trading cards or something.
Yeah, we were in last night. We'll have to retweet this again. They were in with the belt.
Yeah,
we got the belt, and we are actually still working on it. Looks like we may get the chance to chat with the guy who is the announcer for that event.
George Shea.
Yeah, George Shea. He's with a company called Major League Eating, and they're the ones that put on the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest. So let's go to the guest line, and George Shea joins us. Hello, George.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for joining us. Okay, well, we're going to talk about Nathan's and the hot dog qualifier, but... You are with a company called Major League Eating? Really?
What a great gig.
It's the world body that governs all stomach-centric sports.
That's
obviously,
awesome.
We're affiliated with the International Federation of Competitive Eating, so in many ways we're kind of a United Nations-like body where we bring different nations together.
Wow, and that's great. So now you got the big qualifier coming up Saturday at Speed Street in Charlotte. Now tell us how this thing's going to work.
So this is an official qualifier, sort of, you know, we call it the road to Coney, the road to Coney Island. We do a dozen qualifiers throughout the nation. The winners of those events go on to compete in Coney Island on the 4th of July and, you know, against Joey Chestnut, et cetera. So both the female winner and the male winner will go on to Coney Island. They win a a prize package, a flight, and, you know, all expense paid trip. Mm-hmm. But I expect some really good competition, and you know, the numbers this year have been crazy. Some of the women in particular have really like stepped up and gone the next level.
So tell us, help us out here. How long do the contestants have to eat? Are the men and women the same? What's the current world record, and how do you commentate this? How do you make
yeah, that's what I want.
Do you need to make it exciting, or is it just exciting? I've never seen one of these events. I'm really intrigued.
Yeah, so I'm the guy in the straw hat on the 4th of July that you may have seen, you know, apocalyptically taking a heart attack in the background, because indeed it is exciting. And it's a 10-minute all-you-can-eat contest, and the competitors in this event will compete together, men and women alike. The winner of the female of the women's will go on to compete in the female contest on the 4th of July. Men will compete against men on the 4th of July. The record for the most eaten is 69 Nathan's Famous hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes, which the buns too.
Yeah.
It's fairly extraordinary. But here is the thing. The female record, which is held by Sonia Thomas, who weighs only 100 pounds, exactly 100, is 45 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes.
And so what's the technique? I think a lot of people would say, hey, you should starve yourself, but probably it's opposite. You probably want to expand your stomach, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're an intuitive. This could be a gig for you out on the road. That is exactly right. In fact, everybody says, no, I didn't eat for 2 or 3 days, and that's a total rookie mistake. You do want to expand the stomach. A lot of the eaters will, you know, eat more than a full meal in the days prior and drink water and stuff like that. But the trick here is being able to manage the buns and
yeah, they dip them in water. Is that right?
Yeah. To the uninitiated, it's a little bit disconcerting. To me, it's beautiful. It's like physical. It's like watching the dance.
But, that's great.
But you know, some sort of are shocked. So Nathan's hot dogs, which are, you know, a national treasure, and people love them for the barbecue and this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. When you're on the table for competition, it's just like you know, it's just all about the volume.
Mm. Good gracious. All right, so now give us a little bit, if you can, a little bit of a sample call of what you might do Saturday, what we might hear.
Well, all right, but I'm going to – here's my problem with this. I will do it, but when I go big. This
all right.
Is my problem.
We're ready. That's what we want, baby.
Go big or go home, baby.
We're not scared.
Okay, because I'm going to go a cappella, and I'm going to go big. You and your audience are going to feel awkward. I am not going to feel awkward. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Okay, here we go. They say that competitive eating is the battleground upon which God and Lucifer wage war for men's souls, my friends, and they are right. For this is a battle for the ages. This is a battle of the Titans, that being that comes to Earth only once in only one location, and that is here at Speed Street at the Coca-Cola main stage for only one purpose, and that is the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. So it is, and so it always shall be written. Let the contest
begin! Woo! Baby, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the best ever right there.
Yeah.
So let us know. Can you gamble on these eating contests?
Oh, here we go.
Like you could on races. Can you bet on who's going to win? Like picking a horse in the Kentucky Derby. Can you pick your horse on who's going to win it?
All kidding aside, we are working. A lot of people have put out lines in the past, but you could never wager.
Mm-hmm.
We are working with the Gaming Commission in Las Vegas, because there's a casino out there that wants to not only put out a line but take wagers. So it is very likely, although not certain, that would happen by the
So they'll handicap the field and then maybe have an over-under on how many they're going to eat?
That's exactly right.
Wow.
And
here,
you know, the things that would affect that would be the heat. You know, if it's really, really hot or really, really dry, it affects how much can be eaten.
What are there any other eating contests other than hot dog? Are there steak eating contests or anything like that that the Federation or you say you cover everything that deals with the stomach? Is there any other eating contest out there?
Yeah, you know, we do. There's no doubt that Nathan's is the greatest in the world and the biggest contest that we do. I mean, 35,000 fans and stuff like that. But we do chicken wings in Buffalo, which is 20,000 fans. We do oysters and crawfish in New Orleans. We do sweet corn in West Palm Beach, Florida. We do you know, pepperoni rolls, we do lobster, we do clams, we do everything. So we do about 50 or 60 events a year. None really compare to the 4th of July. However, I will tell you this, there are a lot of great contests out there and great regional foods, right? So, you know, you do something in Maine, you do Maine lobster in August. I mean, it's a great event.
That doesn't sound bad at all.
That's fantastic. That really is. Now, when did you, and we're talking with George Shea here from Major League Eating, okay? And now on July 4th, and we'll all watch it on TV, okay? There'll be 40,000 people at the corner of Surf and Stillwell Avenues on Coney Island, okay?
Yeah.
When did we get to the stage where we started qualifiers for this?
So that happened in 97. We first went out on the road, and we did 7 qualifiers. And I have to tell you, that's when I had run it before then. But Nathan's and we sort of talked back forward. We said, we should do qualifiers. So I went to Las Vegas. I was literally carrying the banners that we were going to hang behind the table in a bag. And I go, this is going to be big. This is going to be really big. And then I get off the plane. I'm going down the thing, and there's a 400-foot electronic billboard for Danny Gans, and I said, this is not going to be big. I'm in big trouble. You know?
Vegas.
That was bigger. Yeah, they're bigger than me. But you know what? We got tons of press, and the qualifiers that we do are very, very well received, because there's something bizarre about it. You know, everyone knows how much you can eat or not eat, and when Joey Chestnut gets up there and he eats 69 hot dogs, it just blows people away. Joey, I was with Joey last fall in Kentucky. He ate 143 hard-boiled eggs in 8 minutes.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yes.
Is he married?
He was.
That is spectacular. I mean, how does a guy do anything like that? I can't believe it.
Gosh.
He just has enormous capacity. But Joey also, his esophagus is like an evolutionary step forward. He has an anaconda. Honda-like esophagus that can just open up.
Oh, my gosh. That is awesome. Folks, you got to go out to Speed Street on Saturday to check this out. It's one of the qualifiers for the Nathan's Hot Dog, the Eating Championship coming up 4th of July. Also, there's a couple of other of our tracks. Sonoma's going to have one in June, and then Pocono is going to have one as well. That's a little bit sooner. That's early in June, June 7th, so we want to make sure you get an opportunity. And fans can still register to get involved in those, too, if they want to try their hand at it.
Yeah, George, where do folks need to go to get information?
You know, you can go to majorleagueeating.com. You can sign right up anyone who's over the age of 18. And I would say for those of you who don't, you know, aren't the intrepid types who are going to go give it a try, you can get Nathan's at any grocery store. You can at least have a barbecue to celebrate, the accomplishments of these athletes.
Oh, that's going to be fantastic. George, thank you for your time. Thank you for your simulated live call. We appreciate you joining us here today on Fast Food.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
There we go. That's George Shea from Major League Eating and the Nathan's Hot Dog Qualifier this Saturday at Speed Street.
You know, we need to get Anderson's involved in this Major League Eating. We should have an Anderson's maple syrup chugging contest.
Ooh.
To see how much syrup people can chug in 10 minutes.
I just dialed.
I don't want to compete.
Yeah.
I don't want
to
compete.
No, I was typing your name in the entry blank right here, right now. You got to do this. This is great.
That is really, really cool. So going back to the beginning of the show, back 45 minutes ago or so, I said, I love this show because they're big events, okay?
Yep.
The Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest and George Shea. And then Friday, back to Food Lion, you're going to be doing this. And Katie, who obviously runs everything, Katie's your PR person, she wanted to remind us also that giving away Nationwide Series tickets at Food Lion as well?
We're going to be giving away 6 Nationwide Series tickets.
Oh my gosh.
So hey, that should be extra incentive to come out to the brand new Food Lion. Like we said, it's their flagship store. It's what they're going to try to model all their stores after. And it might even be what all grocery stores are modeled after in the future. So it might be neat to come out there and see and get a unique shopping experience and have some fun with us.
Yeah, it's really cool if you haven't seen what they've done with the store there. It's on Union Street in Concord from 1 to 5 on Friday. They'll have the Primo grills out there. They'll be doing demonstrations with what other things you can do on the grill with Anderson's. Mm. It's not just for pancakes.
Oh, my gosh. This weekend is crazy. Craiger, what do you got planned for this weekend?
I'm smoking a butt and cooking some Nathan's Hot Dogs.
Attaboy.
There you go.
Exactly. All right. Woody, how about you?
I'm going to be at the track.
You're going to be at the track working? Brian, you're going to be at the track
working. He's got to work.
I'm going to be at the track working.
I'm going to be at the track, but I may have to take a detour. I will certainly be at the food line.
I'll be shopping spree. I'll be all over the place. I'll be all a lot of places.
Brian, what's your Twitter account? I should have that. What's your Twitter?
I'm at B Scott Racing.
B Scott Racing. Absolutely. You can follow along with Brian and follow along with us at WYKane, CAIN, at Craig Moore, MOORE. 67 for butts and hot dogs. At the Postman, 60 butts
like
and hot dogs.
That's what I'm known for, butts and dogs.
Butts, okay. Butts and hot dogs coming up at the top of the hour, right? Exactly. Brian, thanks for spending time with us. We appreciate it. Have fun this weekend in all three of your races.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you all out there.
There we go. That's Brian Scott, and we will see him and everyone else at the Food Lion on Friday afternoon, 3 o'clock, South Union Street in Concord. Well, that'll wrap it up, Woody. I think we've, man, I'll tell you what, I'm hungry now.
Action-packed show, yeah. We need to get out of here and hit a restaurant immediately.
Absolutely. Thanks to Brian for joining us. Thanks to George Shea for joining us. But more important than all of that, thank you for joining us here today on Fast Food.
You've been listening to Fast Food. Tune in again next Thursday at noon Eastern for more food talk. Fast Food is also available on demand in the MotorRacingNetwork.com Media Center and iTunes. Fast Food is a production of the Motor Racing Network. All rights reserved.